We are all born sinners, that's right, and therefore we are all condemned because of sin. That was the inheritance that we received from our parents, Adam and Eve. They decided to disobey God, and in that disobedience, they desired what was contrary to what God wanted. However, God respected the free will He placed in them, so He gave them the opportunity to choose. Also, as human beings, the hidden attracts our attention, and we end up choosing what is wrong, and therefore it is something that is engraved in our nature. It is engraved in our hearts. If you tell a child, don't do this or don't do that, most likely he'll end up doing this and end up doing that. Or like when they gave us advice and tell us, be careful what you are going to do. It is better that you do not do it. In the end, it seems that they told us to do it because we ended up doing it. That is within our nature. The sin that leads us to disobey, and it's like a seed that was sown there and that will grow and bear many fruits. Fruits that will become a headache in our daily lives, because everything we do, which is contrary to the will of God, although it seems good to us, is going to be the way of death. So the world has condemned itself for how much it has rejected God, who is the only one who can help us, and not only help us, who can forgive us and make us free from that power that guards sin and that leads us to live as slaves of the desires of our own flesh, distancing ourselves from the purpose of God and what it really is to live in abundance. Understanding this is important, that we realize that God continues to respect our free will and that He has given us the ability, my beloved friends, to make decisions that can transcend to blessings or that can transcend to curse. And one of those decisions, it requires the total commitment to recognize what we are and what we are doing without hiding anything and confessing it. In this way, having the attitude of true repentance, feeling pain for what we are doing that we know is not right, and correct our actions, only running to God because He is the only one who can truly forgive us, not condemn us, and free us from the power that sin exercises in this world and that it exercises over us. Although Adam and Eve sinned, God gave them an opportunity. God called them and asked him where they were. He gave them the opportunity that they could confess their sin, acknowledge, and say, Lord, we failed. I know you told us not to do this, but we did it. Forgive us. I know you have to judge us, but do it with mercy. I think that if they had recognized, the story would have been different. But history repeats itself over and over again, because in the end, we like to carry blame and leave it like that. We prefer to hide it than rather come to light. And I think that everything didn't happen and everything will remain the same. But let me tell you, what is hitting, the faults we have, the sins we commit, if they are not confessed and they do not come to light, today I'm going to show you what it will bring as consequences. We have, my beloved friends, we have two options. One, we keep it hitting what we are doing, or we confess. Which of those two are you going to choose? The Lord will always be willing to support you. I know that you may have a fight in your mind and suddenly those thoughts will pierce your heart, telling you, if your wife discovers it, if your husband discovers it, or if your children discover it, or if people realize, then everything you have built is going to fall. But what is the use of building a place based on lies? What is the use of building a palace based on deception? You have a weak foundation that at any moment, what you continue to invest in a blink of an eye will fall and you will be left with the hands on your head wondering, where did everything go that I invested? Complaining and saying, is that God is unfair? I worked on this for 20 years, a marriage for 20 years, but what was the basis of that marriage? What was the foundation of that palace that you built? Lies and deceptions. I can't tell you no. Perhaps when the light comes to light, it will cause havoc. But there is a but. When you do it with a repentant heart in God, when you understand and what it means of that havoc, God is going to bring such a cleansing that He is going to make something new happen and much better than before. God can do it. We cannot do it. But we have to choose. The Bible says that God puts before us two ways, good or evil, blessing, life or condemnation, and death. But we have to choose. Now, my beloved friend, God's justice is just no matter what. Redundancy. God has to judge because judgment comes from those who do not recognize their condition. But God can also judge with mercy. When you recognize and when we recognize our sin and confess it in front of Him and we know that we need it, then His love comes. If we are judged but the blood of Christ, His life on the cross pays the price of that judgment. Our sin comes upon Him. Our condemnation, He took it to the cross. And then, by believing that sacrifice, that only by grace we receive in His life and for His forgiveness comes to us. And now, what we have to do is exercise, that is, entrust ourselves to God and begin to grow in His word, in prayer, loving Him above all things. But what are we going to decide? And that's a personal matter. Look at the life of this man David in Psalms 32. He writes something wonderful in Psalms chapter 32 from verse 1. He says, what joy for those who are forgiven for disobedience. What joy for those whom the Lord erased the guilt from their account. Those who lead a life of total transparency, because this psalm that is a part of one of those prison psalms, that is, of those psalms where David acknowledges his sin. My body wasted away and ground all day and night. Your hand of discipline weighed on me. My strength evaporated like water in the heat of summer. There are consequences when we keep little things there. There are consequences when we don't confess our sin. First, we carry that guilt. We are going to walk with a load that hinder our steps, that will lead us to stagnation. It will not let us advance, nor to enjoy the family, nor to enjoy every blessing that the Lord daily prepared for us. When we cover up sin, we carry guilt. We take a huge burden of affliction on our shoulders, which affects us and all those around us. Second point, what is kept hidden in darkness brings stagnation and sickness. David recognized it. He says, my body wasted away and moaned all day. There are diseases that manifest themselves in the physical because of sin, or of those transgressions that we have decided to keep in our hearts. For example, a lack of forgiveness or resentment, a root of bitterness, an unconfessed adultery or unconfessed occult practice. Many more things that you have and not rightly kept in your heart. And in the end, they will take you to the grave. But where are you going to spend your eternity? This is a great question. So in this second point, your bones are consumed. Disease comes and brings stagnation. And the tremendous thing is that not only are you affected, but you are affecting your children. You are affecting your family. You are going to drag them with your sin. Where you're dragging them, it is time to confess. Third, when we do not confess our sins, We have them stored there. Satan will have a valid argument against you to accuse you and steal God's blessings. Wow, this is tremendous. And when you don't confess your sins, Satan has valid arguments against you. And you can't tell God, but look at this. It's ruining me. Look at this for stagnating. Look at this for I'm going through a bad time. Because we ask God for solutions, but we know that we cover up sins, that we have to confess, and that the solution is only one step away. One step in which we must recognize and confess to be free. Satan generates ties that do not allow us to advance. He is not God. And no matter how much you ask God, in other words, he will remain still and silent because you have not recognized what you have to recognize. Do not look for scapegoats. Do not look for someone to blame or someone to accuse for how you feel, because the sin that you are covering up is what is taking you to that point. No matter how hard you try to look for others to blame, in the end, when you see yourself in the mirror, you will always see the conscience and say that he is going to accuse you, and he is going to tell you, you must confess. Because if your heart does not tell you, God is greater than our heart to warn us every day and tell us you are on the way to destruction. Please, today there is hope. There is a new opportunity. Do not despise it. Satan will always have an argument unless you confess today and decide to renounce what you have hidden. And finally, another consequence for sins that are hidden and are not decided to bring to light, and we do not decide to confess what it says in Proverbs 23:13. Whoever conceals their sins will not prosper, but whoever confesses and withdraws them will obtain mercy. Are you listening to what I'm saying? It is the advice of God. If you cover up sins, you will not prosper. And the word also says that no curse comes without a cause. That is, in our life, with the decisions we make, either we open the doors to curses, we open the doors for Satan to destroy, or we close the doors and we only let God operate in us. But it depends on us. Do not make yourself the one with the blind eye. And do not make yourself the one with a deaf ear. See that what you are living is not right. And it is time to make a stop. And to reflect that we are covering up. To at least get to the point like David. We are going to consume ourselves. And that is robbing you of your joy, peace, tranquility, joy. Why? When you are in adultery, your life ends. Because you lose your family. And you think that you are going to be happy with another person. But what makes you think that what you sowed, you are not going to reap later? That adultery that you sowed, it will not turn against you later. You opened a cursed door against you. And you stagnated blessings on your life. You will not prosper. And in the end, how do you think it will end? Please do not turn off this audio. It is not the time to turn it off, because even if it hurts, and even if they are strong words today, you have one more chance. I do not know tomorrow if you are going to have it, but do not harden your heart more at the door. And it is the only way. When you confess, when you repent, when you confess and come to the Lord and you give your life to him, it is the only way that you can be free, but it depends on you. Father, I pray for each person who receives this word in the name of Jesus. Lord, make us see what we have tried to avoid, that habit, that sin that consumes us, Lord, all the time when we are alone, Lord, that constant struggle. We know that only in you we can obtain the victory. That is why today I pray for each person, so that we can recognize him and we can repent in the name of Jesus. Amen. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He spoke to you. Blessings.